The guy upstairs is such a freak. For 5 years now, I've had a leak. What does he do up there? All day long, he sleeps all day, and he goes out and comes home in the most intoxicated way. As far as I can tell, he juggles bowling balls, but he's not good at it. And he uses furniture, and at 6 a.m. he pulls out the vacuum cleaner to suck his room. The guy downstairs is also crazy. He spent some time in an institute. It did him not much good. He's off his medication. He starts screaming, Virgin Mary, you fucking idiot. According to him, Jesus Christ smokes crack and other sundry things, but it's the man upstairs who pulls the strings, won't let me sleep. Please kill that man upstairs. If you ever loved me, you'll do this one thing, won't you, sweetheart? Please. Murder that man upstairs. If you want to be my friend, you'll have to prove you mean it. I used to think that rent control was a good idea until I moved in here. Now I'm the only sucker paying more than $100 a room, and I'm surrounded by lunatics who don't even need a moon. But it's the man upstairs who pulls the strings, won't let me sleep. Please kill that man upstairs. If you ever loved me, you'll do this one thing, won't you, sweetheart? Please murder that fuck upstairs. If you want to be my friend, you'll have to prove you mean it. Then there's the lady across the hall who always knows what's going on. Machu Picchu downstairs who's selling crack from door to door. 14B of refugees and 14A transvestite whores, but you know who's coming home. He's falling up his drunken stairs. Please kill that man upstairs. If you ever loved me, you'll do this one thing, won't you, sweetheart? Please murder that fuck upstairs. If you want to be my friend, you'll help me get a good night's sleep.